Good morning, and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church in Morgan Hill, California. We want to thank those who are listening over the radio and the internet to our worship service today. We would like to welcome all of our visitors with us. We'd like to especially welcome the Lacey family with us today to worship with us. And we're all saddened and grieving over the passing of Raquel Otero. We really miss her and Pastor, and as you know, the story goes, as she was driving by one day, she saw the church for sale, and she called Pastor. In a matter of minutes, it seemed like they had all the cash to pay for it, and that's the reason you and I are here today worshiping and thanking them, thinking of the Lord and wanting to do righteous and have a nice building for the believers to come and worship in each and every Sunday. We're so grateful to have Pastor and Raquel with us all of these years. And now we have their family here honoring us today with their presence and worshiping the Lord. And if you are a visitor and not have come here very often and you'd like to leave us your name and address on a card, you can get one from the ushers in the back. When the offering plate is passed, if you please put it in. Pastor would like to call you and thank you for worshiping with us today. You can also find an outline in our bulletin today. And also the scripture of the month is found in our bulletin in John chapter 15. In verse 13, the scripture says, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." You know, that's what Jesus did for us, and we're so thankful for him providing that sacrifice. And now, let us continue to praise the Lord with Tae Young at the piano and Victor Laura leading the songs.
Good morning, everyone. Again, welcome. Happy Lord's Day. And it is really nice to see the Otero family, even though circumstances could have been better. But I think it's better for Raquel, right? She's with the Lord. You know, Raquel and Pastor have a special place in our hearts because, you know, we've been attending this church for like 35 years, and they were both there when both Patricia and Anthony were born, and so it was pretty hard for us, but we know that she's in a better place. She's with El Presidente now, and we're so happy, and with the Lord, of course. So why don't we turn to our first hymn, number 275, "I Belong to the King," and we'll sing the first and the third. Turn to our second hymn, number 354. One of our favorites, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." 354. Amen. Why don't we turn to our last hymn, number 476. It is glory just to walk with Him. And why don't we all rise as we sing, it is glory just to walk with Him, and sing the first and the last.
So very much. As you have heard, if not directly from my family, you have heard here the great sadness of the passing of Raquel. And though we are pleased to have you with us, we wish it was under completely different circumstances. Our prayers and our heart is for you and for your guys' family. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we enter into your presence, not by our own worth or value, but by the precious blood of Jesus Christ, who offered himself up as a sacrifice for sin, to be our atonement, to be our reconciliation to God for our sins, and that he might clothe us with his righteousness and with his holiness, that he might be our intercessor. Paul writes in Ephesians 1:3, he said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." And we're so thankful, Lord, for the blessings that we have, for eternal life, and for your intervention in our lives and in our hearts and minds. We pray for you to continue to intercede on our behalf and on the behalf of your people, to encourage the hearts of your people who are called by your name, to hunger and thirst after the word of God and the glorious presence of Jesus Christ on a moment-by-moment basis, that as your people who are called by your name humble themselves, turn toward you, forsake their own way, and lift up their praises to you, that others that are around us who do not know you would see in our lives your transforming power, would hear from our lips of the greatness of your love, and that you might have love upon them and draw them unto yourself. And Father, we pray for your healing touch upon those who are afflicted with the diseases of this world and the infirmities of living in a fallen world. We pray for Bob Jones, who's been dealing with a cough and getting better, but still having some troubles. We pray for your touch upon him. We continue to pray for Lil Ida. She needs strength in her body, strength in her blood, and that you, Lord, would heal and give strength. We pray for Christina Ida as well, for you to strengthen her body, and that you would encourage their hearts in you, for your service and for your glory. And Father, I lift up to you our friend Fustam Kibriaba, one of our own, who went to the ICU not too long ago, just a few days ago. And Lord, he had some bleeding in his throat, and we pray for your healing power, for your touch upon his body, for your comforting of the family and his comforting of him, that he would be strengthened by you. We lift up to you our friends, Leonard and Fern Rice, and Jorge and Martha Peretti, who all of them have multiple health issues. Lord, they're in your hands for your comfort and for your healing. And we look forward to your strengthening them and encouraging them in yourself. I pray for Monty Llewellyn as well, who has many health issues, COPD and heart, kidneys and things. And Lord, I pray for you to heal his body. But we thank you, Lord, that he knows you. Thank you that he is testifying of you. And I pray for his family that they would hear your word and hear your voice. I pray for his wife, Patricia, who's been dealing with cancer. I pray for Bob Jones' brother, Ron, dealing with cancer as well. And Daniel Lacey's brother-in-law, Peter, dealing with cancer. And we pray for your healing touch and your comforting presence and spirit. Lord, we're thankful for so many things in this world. We're thankful for the hear of Jacqueline Palmer expecting in May that you will bring a new life into that family. We thank you for Martha Bell, that she has 3 job opportunities before her. Give her wisdom in where she goes and what she does with that job. And we pray for your wisdom and guidance upon those of us who need your direction. We pray for Bethel as a church, as we try to engage the city with the desire to be able to do some rebuilding around on these property, to have one building, one place at one level that all can enjoy. And more importantly, Lord, we pray that you would use us to reach out into our community, to touch the lives of those who do not know you, that you would bring them unto yourself and give them hope. And we pray as well as for Miriam Lacey and the family, as they have to continue remembering and dealing and with the Raquel's transfer to her heavenly address with you. We pray for your comfort and your peace upon the family. We pray for Christians throughout the world who are being persecuted and for your strengthening power to them, to give them energy and strength to stand firmly and boldly in the truth of God and to not waver in unbelief, but rejoice in your presence and glory. We lift up to you the missionaries that we support throughout the world, for Giovanni and Barbara Avendano serving in Guatemala, for Jose and Diane Avila serving in numerous places throughout Latin America, Elvis and Stephanie Franco serving in Bogota, Colombia, Marta Peretti serving in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Carl and Ruth Knott serving in Sevilla, Spain, Eusebio Merixa Perez serving in Malaga, Spain, Informed Choices ministering to women out of Gilroy, Daniel and Miriam Lacey of Bob's Auto Cafe in Oregon, and Fred and Carol Lewis training missionaries throughout the United States. We pray that you would use their words and use them to proclaim the gospel and to build up lives unto you for your purpose and for your honor and your glory. We pray for the offering that we're about to receive to be used for your honor, for your glory, for the expansion of the kingdom of God, and for the spreading of the gospel. We pray for your hand of blessing upon those who hear and on those who support the work of God, whether they're here in the sanctuary listening to us over KKMC radio, over the internet, or later over the CD. Bless them with your spiritual blessings and with the hope that is in you. We pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you, choir, for blessing us with your beautiful voices. Now we're going to be turning to God's Word, and Pastor is going to be teaching from the book of Nehemiah. Again, I want to thank each and every one of you for coming and worshiping with us today. And again, as I think of Raquel, you know, we talk on many different subjects, and one was one day I was saying, Raquel, I need to lose some weight. She says, you need to eat more salads. So anyway, those and many other things we'll continue to remember about Pastor and Raquel blessing us here in this church. But today we're in the book of Nehemiah. We're in chapter 6 and verses 10 through 14. If we'll turn in our scriptures now to Nehemiah chapter 6. And we're going to be rereading verses 10 through 14. If you'll please stand for the reading of God's Word. Afterward, I came to the house of Shemaiah, the son of Delaiah, the son of Mehetabel, who was a secret informer. And he said, Let us meet together in the house of God, within the temple. Let us close the doors of the temple, for they are coming to kill you. Indeed, at night they will come to kill you. And I said, such a man as I flee, and who is there such as I who would go into the temple to save his life? I will not go in. Then I perceived that God had not sent him at all, but that he pronounced this prophecy against me because Tobiah and Sanballat had hired him. For this reason he was hired, that I should be afraid and act that way and sin, so that they might have cause for an evil report, that they might reproach me. My God, remember Tobiah and Sanballat, according to these their works and the prophecies, Noadiah and the rest of the prophets who would have made me afraid. May God bless the reading of his word. And now let us bow with a word of prayer. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, once again we enter into your presence. We have this privilege only because of the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, we have all come today to offer the sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you. For your scripture tells us, Lord, in Jeremiah, but let him who glorifies, glorify in this, that he understand and knows me, that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For these I delight, says the Lord. And Lord, we thank you for all the blessings that you've given us all the days of our life. And Father, again, as we come and think of Raquel and the passing of Pastor, Lord, we thank you for giving us these comforting words in Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18. Lord, your scripture tells us, but I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore comfort one another with these words. Heavenly Father, we thank you for these words which only you can comfort us in a time like this. And Lord, we continue to pray for the Lacey family that you might put your loving arms around them and strengthen them during this time. And as we all grieve and remember all the good times that we've had together, Lord, but knowing the great hope is, Lord, we will all be in heaven together someday, rejoicing with you and our family members. And Lord, I pray a special blessing for all the ones who have come today to hear your word and those who are listening over the internet and radio, Lord. May you bless them. And if there be one today that doesn't know you, Lord, may the Holy Spirit convict them, draw them unto you for salvation so they can become a part of your family and to serve you the remainder of their life. Father, be with our pastor, Greg Tomlinson, as he brings forth the message today, that you might open up the eyes of our understanding. Give us ears to hear, Lord. May we receive it gladly. And when we leave this place today, Lord, may we be obedient to your teaching. In Jesus' name, amen.